Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report and a company update in this editorial as I am introducing Kodiak Copper, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol KDK and on the OTC markets under the symbol KDKCF. Now I know this is not a new company. There's been a lot of chatter on the website through the comments on Kodiak Copper and some of their recent drill results, these large widths and some pretty decent grades at this MPD property, but I did want to get just a more full and comprehensive update from management. I am chatting with the president and CEO, Claudia Tornquist. Now, Claudia, let's start off with the project. MPD project, it's in South Central BC, about a three-hour drive from Vancouver. Your company has been working up this pretty massive target. Before we get into some of these drill results, can you give us a little background on this project? What interested the company here?
Yes, I'm very happy to. We acquired the MPD project about 2 years ago. And what we liked about it is that it is a historically drilled project, has a very large footprint over which gold and copper mineralization has been proven, 10 square kilometers. And very importantly, all the historic drilling, almost all of it, was very shallow. And that is where we saw the opportunity. When Chris Taylor, our chairman, walked the property, he saw lots of porphyry mineralization, the typical mineralization you see sort of in the peripheral zones of a porphyry, and his interpretation was that we are looking at a large porphyry system here and it just hadn't been tested deep enough. And that's what we set out to do with our drilling.
All right, let's talk about some of these drill results then, because the stock really was moving on the back of some of the initial drill results. Back on September 3rd, the company announced 282 meters of a little over a percent copper equivalent. That included 0.7% copper and about half a gram per ton gold. There was also a bit of a higher grade section there of 45 meters of 2.75% copper equivalent. The company has followed up now just recently on October 22nd, announcing the full assay results of drill hole 4, which is 535 meters of 0.76% copper equivalent. These are obviously some of the deeper holes. You're testing out this bigger system here. Give us a little rundown on these recent drill results and what it's told you so far about this project.
Yep. We've drilled this summer. Well, we had planned to drill 6 holes and have continued since then. So we're now, I think, on the 9th hole. And so far, we've received results from 3 of those holes. And hole 4 in particular was a hole that tagged a very high-grade zone. You just talked a little bit about the values and the grades we got there. And we released the best zone, the highest grade zone of hole 4 back in September. We rushed that to the lab, and we just recently received the rest, the entire intercept of hole 4. And in addition to hole 4, which went through the high-grade zone, we also have 2 other holes, hole 1 and 2, which intercepted the wider mineralized envelope of the porphyry system. So for now, what we know, I mean, it's very early days in our exploration work, of course, is we do have higher-grade zones in the system. We tagged one, the gate zone, with hole 4. We also have a wider mineralized intercept, and that's, envelope, and that's what you very typically would expect in a porphyry system, which by definition is a large system. And it's often very important for economics in the future to find high-grade zones, and we appear to have hit upon a very nice, very high-grade zone with the gate zone right off the start. So that's where we are at the moment. As I said, a lot more drilling to be done. This is really only the start, and there's a lot more work to be done and a lot more opportunity to be unlocked.
Now, are you able to drill year-round at this project? What can investors expect about the continuation of this now expanded program?
You can drill year-round. We're in southern BC. It's relatively warm compared to other jurisdictions in Canada, so easy to work year-round, particularly also because we are in an existing mining district with infrastructure right there, and our project is literally right off the highway, so that makes it easy. We are at the moment busy moving into bigger premises that are also set up for winter work and more permanent setup, because at the moment we're still very much of a startup operation. So that's going to happen over the next couple of weeks, that we'll move into permanent and winterproof premises. And then, yeah, expect more drilling and more results over the winter. And then 2021 will also be a very busy year for us.
Okay, so this drilling has very much been focused at this gate zone, and that's where you had some of that shallow drilling where you did want to go deeper, and now you've gotten these sort of intersects. Can you give us a general idea of the step-out distance that we've seen between these three different holes, please?
We've drilled so far from two setups, which are 75 meters apart. And yeah, all the drilling so far has been at the gate zone. We also have another zone called Dillard, where we actually wanted to drill a hole this summer. With our program that was originally planned to be six holes, hole number six, the last one was supposed to go into Dillard. But then when we saw the core of hole four and five, we of course didn't move the drill rig. But we still have the Dillard zone very high on our priority list. And it's a target that looks very similar to the one we successfully drilled at Gate. And we'll move on to the Dillard zone as well sometime soon and drill there.
Okay, but still, a lot of the focus is going to be on drilling these deeper holes at this gate zone and really just trying to show the possible size of the mineralization.
Yep, that's actually a good point. That's also a point we highlighted in our last drill results, because now with a couple of holes in, we start seeing size. The mineralized footprint or envelope we see is at the moment at least 300 meters wide and down to 800 meters. And that's already a very nice of zone. We did some geological interpretation last week. We all were on site with our technical team, Chris Taylor as well, and we just looked at some comparables, other porphyries, and there is Mount Polly in BC porphyry mine, and they found a high-grade zone called the Northeast Zone that eventually underwrote the restart of the mine in 2005. And looking at the size of that, looking at what we can see at this time at Gate, it's actually not too dissimilar. And so that was a very interesting analog. And I think we are very fortunate to have hit this high-grade zone right at the start. It's certainly a good start to our work. And yeah, as you said, a lot more work to come and a lot more work to be done.
Absolutely. And one other key aspect here is that the company is cashed up to undertake this work. You just raised $12.7 million, closed that financing on October 8th. That financing was upsized from the original announcement. And in that private placement, you also brought Teck in as a shareholder. How did that relationship come together? What is Teck most interested in here?
Well, it's obviously great to have Teck as a shareholder in the boat. They know this area like their back pocket. Their large Highland Valley copper porphyry mine is just down the road, some 50 kilometers away in the same trend. And we've been talking to them for a couple of months. They looked at our data. They were on site. They obviously liked what they saw. And I think it's a great vote of confidence into our project and the potential it has. Teck wouldn't have become a shareholder, I don't think, if they didn't think this has the size, the potential to a big, sizable project. And yeah, they clearly liked what they saw. And I'm very much looking forward to working with them going forward.
So how much money does the company have in the bank after this private placement to continue to move this drill program?
In total, we have $15 million at the moment in the treasury, and that'll finance at least 30,000 meters of drilling. So it will be a very busy 2021 and lots more opportunity to generate good results for our shareholders.
All right, let's also talk about the team too, because the Kodiak Copper is part of the Discovery Group, which our audience knows very well. There's been a number of successful companies that have come out of the Discovery Group, Great Bear being one of the more recent ones. But your team, including you, you already mentioned Chris Taylor as chairman, who our listeners know very well. John Robbins is also an advisor. Can you give us a little background on your history in the sector first, please?
Well, my background with commodities is now for almost 20 years. And for the first almost 10 years, I worked for Rio Tinto in all sorts of different business evaluation, development, financial type roles. And much of it was also with the Copper Group. So I've worked on some very large porphyry projects and the evaluation of them. For example, the expansion of Escondida, world's largest porphyry mine, and I did also some work on the evaluation of Oyu Tolgoi in Mongolia, also a very large porphyry mine. So yeah, a fair bit of copper experience from my days at Rio Tinto, and the last 10 years now I've been in the junior sector. And so yeah, that's my background. Chris Taylor is obviously a very important part of our team. Many people think of him as a gold guy because obviously Great Bear is a big gold discovery. But Chris's background is actually, and his sort of core expertise as a geologist, is in porphyries. His first 10 years of his career as a geologist, he drilled copper porphyries all over North America for Imperial Metals. So he's really in his element, and it's invaluable for us to have him guide our technical work.
All right. Yeah, very good team, a team that I know very well. And hey, this is an interesting project because of the fact that you're drilling essentially a new target underneath some old drilling, and you've already started to hit. So now just the question is, how big can this project, this deposit, be? A quick couple other fundamentals: share structure, shares outstanding, just a little over 44 million on a fully diluted basis, a little over 51 million. So the share structure is still very tight. And it sounds like news flow pretty consistent. Claudia, just summarize the news flow that investors can expect as we move through the rest of this year and into 2021, please.
The next piece of news that we should have available for the market will be hole number 5. We showed a picture of the core of that already in our previous news release, so we're very optimistic that we'll get some nice grades there. It was some fantastic looking core, and we're expecting that in the next couple of weeks, relatively soon. And we then have more drill results coming throughout the rest of the year and into 2021. As our drill program is ongoing, and we keep the drill rolling.
Okay. Claudia, we're going to wrap it up there. We'll follow up as we get the next round or the next drill hole to be released when you do get it back from the assay lab. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered by Claudia for all of you. Claudia, thank you for your time today. We'll follow up as some more news hits the market.
Thank you.